Blog Talk Radio.
Mary attacked them even more.
Of the parade of the Eagles,
because there's not people like the people who follow them that is like one of the pro teams. There's not a lot of people like that. It's just because this child is one.
All right, let's start with the phone line. See what people want to talk about tonight before
before
I start going back in the annals.
No, I think this year the pod first.
This guy was in first.
No. You said judicious. I think it's good. Go ahead.
2111, you're on the air.
Yeah, Chris.
Hey, what's up? It's John from Devon. How you doing?
What's up, Chris? What you got? What do you have?
All right. Big week in sports. First off, I got to agree with your producer
week.
On the
what's going on?
I got to agree with your producer on the Villanova parade week. That parade should have been out on Lancaster Ave on the main line. It doesn't belong in Center City.
It's
cool room for them, but like I'm a partial Temple guy. You have a lot of Penn guys, St. Joe's, LaSalle, Drexel. Like they don't need to go to parade. Like if you didn't go to Villanova, you shouldn't be at that parade.
I'm sure Temple will get a much, much bigger.
Temple's a city school. Villanova is a suburb. Like Villanova is really suburb. Like it's cool to root for them, and we can kind of claim it as like a Philly championship, but because they play at the Wells Fargo, but it's really a mainline school. They don't belong in Center City. So,
anyway, what else do you have?
Big thing. What do you think about the big win for the Sixers last night? That was huge. It was incredible. It's like a playoff game.
I think that was such a roller coaster game because it was able to show how good and how dominant they could be. And also how easily they could be beat, and their flaws are clearly evident. So it kind of gave you both sides of it. So that's how I feel, right?
The scary thing is though, like you look at like how we pulled that out, and like look at who we were missing. Number 21, the process. He wasn't even there.
He might be our best player. He's not going to be there. Well, he's not.
He'll be there in the playoffs. Like if we meet him again in the playoffs, he'll be there. I think. So, I mean, it's cool to be able to go head-to-head. Like,
he should be
there,
barring
a
catastrophe in the playoffs. He will.
Mm-hmm.
But, look what we're doing, Adam. But Saints do suffer, or whether it's on the defensive side or whatever else.
Yeah, you could tell, like, in the second half when – it was kind of like watching the Super Bowl when the Patriots started going to Gronk. They're like, all right, like, nobody's going to stop this guy. They can't defend him. I felt the same way with that, with the way LeBron played in the second half. Like, they would just kind of do those
I
switches.
I think it has to, because LeBron and Gronk
they would, like, keep switching
both,
up. They would get LeBron
both play,
and Bellinelli.
Are both players that could absolutely take over a game whenever they want. And there's nothing much you could do about it. Is watch and hope it stops. But it never really does stop.
They just couldn't defend him. Like, Covington got a little bit of foul trouble early. Like, it was hard to kind of – they just kept switching him off, and we had no answer for it. But what do you think? Like, I know there were a couple of weeks ago there was some buzz. Like, LeBron's kid was looking at some schools in the area here. His buddies with Simmons did a nice little talk about the game. They're the same agent. Could you imagine, like, you get – That Sixers team plus Embiid, you throw LeBron in that mix, like
I can imagine it'd be a pretty good team. I still did not think it's gonna happen, but sure,
I
can imagine.
Dream, but it's nice to hope, like with the cap space we have, because
LeBron's
not gonna
go.
Yeah,
you do have hope until you don't. Yeah. Until you get to the league. Thank you, Chris.
All right, take care. See you guys.
Thank you for your most insightful information.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Did he bring up something I wanted to weigh in on?
I'm not only in the way you want to weigh in on.
In the middle of that. He said something I wanted to jump in on. Oh. Did he talk about LeBron coming here or no?
He did. He said, imagine how good it would be.
Unstoppable? I'm telling you. Break the record?
They
are playing in the East?
Or
do they break the record for wins in a year? I don't know.
They're going to win 50 this year. And they would have to win 74.
74
and
next year.
That'd be 20.
LeBron gets here,
24 more wins. It's just not feasible.
Yep. 74 if he gets here.
They would be good. 60 wins, 65, but 74.
NBA record.
I don't think it. I don't think that's very feasible. We'll go to the park with Mr. Tiger Woods on the tee. At number
one. No, he's not on season practice.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be on the season. What's up?
Yo. What's going on? Did you know that right now I'm going to look at houses while Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters? Did you ever think you'd see that
day?
Well,
he's not playing now. You got some time
You can, with the magic of the internet these days, you can follow his shots if you
want to.
Yes, we all know. He's out of it. He's
out of it, but you do get to see him for two more rounds, so you like that.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
No, he made the cut. You get.
He made the cut. More rounds. He can't win, though.
Yes, he's a cool 13 shots off the lead.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's like miniature golf. You have one bad hole where you can't get it up through the windmill, and, you know, you'll be fine, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So Sixers last night, man. This team is coming of age. They sure look like they could play even faster without Embiid in there. For defense, you definitely. I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they're better off without Embiid. Obviously, they need 21 back in the middle, but.
No, but they could definitely win without him, and they could prove that,
Yeah. So, like, just looking ahead to the first round, who would you like to play in the first round?
I think the team to play is the Pacers. I think that's the team. I think that would be a good team to play. They would have to drop down a seed. I would like to play them. They play kind of a weird style, shooting a lot in the mid-range and stuff like that. So I would like them. Play the Heat. We could play them. Maybe. There's still a lot of teams that we could play.
Tough too, man. I guess if you end up as the three, then I guess you get Miami, right? I guess Indy, if the sixth way it is now, then Cleveland and Indy would be 4-5.
Yeah, Cleveland and Indy and us and Miami, yes. That's true.
At least at that point, if the top four seeds win in the first round, you get the Celtics minus Kyrie in round two if you were the three. So,
and I think the series will be very interesting that way. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Oh, I think they beat the Celtics without Kyrie. With them,
you
I don't know.
You think they would beat
not,
the Celtics? Yeah,
I do. Without Kyrie, yeah.
Well, Kyrie's not going to be there, so that's what you're
that's
dealing
what
with.
That's what I'm prefacing that. Sorry,
yeah,
water running.
I get it.
Villanova parade. I don't really care about it, but
I know
you'll get a Georgetown
parade soon enough for Patrick. Don't worry about that.
I'm not counting on it. No, Villanova's a powerhouse now, though, man. It's 2 and 3
years,
and they got a good shot to do it again next year.
Uh-huh.
They come a long way from the days of the underachieving Wildcats that we used to see every year.
Well, the memories are still there, though.
Yeah, they two titles in 3 years, that's almost a dynasty in the NCAA. So that's
yes, it's hard to do.
That's pretty good. All right.
Get back to
Tiger
looking.
66 in the rain today, right?
Yeah, he's going to do 66. That's exactly right. Grind it out.
15 holes on 66.
Yeah, get back to level par. That's what he's going to do. Go look at this house.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, look at the house.
All right, man.
Yeah, that's what he's.
Oh, baby.
Big stuff. Get rid of it.
Hey, there's no one in the queue.
I think I want the queue because you want to talk up on time. Yeah, okay.
They're accusing McGregor of being of that being a stunt. I love it.
Well, he did get arrested, so there.
I know, right? You willing to get arrested for a stunt? What the heck is Gabe Kapler doing now? And other odd things we've seen so far. Week end of the season, Philly's new manager is turning heads with his outside-the-box ways. What other strange events have caught our eye?
Don't pay so much attention to Fansky. You know?
He's miserable there. Gonna go watch in the rain?
Yeah. Bill Simmons is there, as you know.
Oh, Bill Simmons is there. I don't care about Billy Sims.
Well, his grandchildren can sit around and eat chips all day if they want to. You know that?
You're saying because they don't have to work.
No.
Oh.
So
that's a heck of a life. That
didn't
engage your brain.
That's what I like to say in return to you.
Your brain has to stay involved.
Well, I agree with that, but that's a possibility. Anyway,
he's on the line.
Yeah. What does he have? Don't get,
man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Am I on?
You're on, man.
I cannot believe everything we have to talk about. LeBron James loves Simmons, by the way. Loves Simmons.
He said,
everything they're experiencing, I've already been there and done that, which is true. But what a big win. Simmons took charge, acted like a leader he is, acted like a star. What a wonderful, wonderful basketball play. I only saw film clips of it today. This guy, the manager of the Phillies, is not going to last because already the fans are getting to him. Didn't anybody ever tell him he's coming to Philadelphia?
I think he didn't expect that type of reaction.
He thinks he's in La La Land, Jamie.
They don't pay much attention to baseball, which they will. In a couple months, they won't be paying much attention, but for now.
Right. They're going to be all over them. And the Flyers look like they're going to play their way into the playoffs. And 2 months ago, nobody would have thought that. They're ready to fire the coach.
I know.
And the general manager was smart and saying, no, we'll stay with this guy. And it turns out he's probably a really good coach. Probably good.
Yes, right? And people don't like him because he switches things off and doesn't stay with the same combos. But he's going to get him into the playoffs, barring something sort of catastrophic and miracle-like.
The Sixers are going to the playoffs. It looks like.
They're in the playoffs.
At the beginning of the year, would you have said the Sixers would win 50 games?
No, I would not have said the Sixers would win 50 games. I thought maybe they could get to the playoffs, but I thought they would win nothing close to 50 games.
Unbelievable. They got 49 wins, and they're certainly going to win 50 or more. And it's pretty amazing. I think your grandmother's coming down to see you. Tomorrow, you want to come up and check out the Masters?
Yes, I checked about the final round with you. Okay.
All right, good. And you come up for dinner, and there's an awful lot of excitement going on. Evidently, this kid playing right field, the kid they brought in for second base, and the rumor has it he's going to be their third baseman, and Franco's going to be out of here. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I know you would like that, have Michael out of here.
Well, I like Franco, but I think he's too inconsistent. Same thing with the kid in center field. Maybe this kid becomes our center fielder. I don't know. Same thing
with Odub.
That's what I'm talking about. Odub. Odub is. All right, say it. Bye. Bye.
Odub. I can't believe it, but UMBC men for trust got another win against Albany. They beat them. They're the number one team.
Who is?
UMBC men for trust.
Who's UMBC men
for trust? Who beat Virginia? They beat Albany.
Who is UMBC?
Who beat Virginia? Come on. You remember. Virginia.
Oh, in what?
In basketball.
Wait, in the tournament?
Uh-huh. Yes.
What does that stand for?
Maryland, Baltimore County.
And they beat them in their ACC tournament?
No, they beat them. They're the one. They're the 16 seed, and they beat
them. Oh, my God.
That's them, and they just beat Auburn. He's number one in Memphis.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they.
So they're raw. You know what else is funny? Michigan, they just lost in a last-second goal by Notre Dame.
Yeah, in hockey, right, yeah.
To go to the final, they would have been in the championship of the two winter sports, basketball and hockey. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really an amazing accomplishment to be that type of.
As long as they could get the football right, that'll be all right.
I hope they don't do good football. Stupid.
Herb. Nayla. He's great. He's the best.
I don't like him.
Why? What's wrong?
He's annoying.
He's just like you. Fiery. Firing. He loves his team just like you love the cat.
And by the way, there was a bad bus crash today. Did you see this?
What?
14 people dead.
Oh, where?
The Canadian junior hockey team.
Oh, Canada. Jeez. Oh, I see it now. It's coming on now. Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Let's go sports by sport here, okay? First of all,
he said, could I imagine them getting 50 wins? I thought they would get no wins. Yeah.
Did you say that I did?
No, I did not mention that.
We have to go down on, this has to go on record. Like, I said 50 wins at 3 seed, and we're the 3 seed, and we're at 49 wins right now with 2 to go. I mean,
Three to go.
I couldn't have nailed this any better. It's remarkable.
I still don't know.
I should be rich.
Yeah, you should bet the over big time. You owe me your diamond.
What was it again? Like
40
and
a half or something. You should bet that big time. 40,
I should have.
40 and a half. But why does open Jim Convy 2 hotmails?
Don't be giving my stuff out to the world.
I made that email. You don't even use that email. I made it. It's the fake email that I made.
You're such a crook with this stuff. Now, listen. I think one thing was very apparent last night, though.
Defense.
Well, yeah, but LeBron could do whatever he wants, right?
It's like so, any great player.
Why would you not want someone that literally can just do whatever he wants? Right? Like, what sense does that possibly make to not want him?
No, I just did not think he's going to be a member of this team.
I'm saying you, but anyone in this community that thinks,
It's not because of that. It's because of the things he could do off the court that could be destructive to the team.
Whatever. Really? Whatever. He still won, what, two
titles? But you
three titles.
You understand.
And he's been to 7 straight NBA finals. Yeah. I like my odds there. Take me to 7 straight.
But you see what people say when they say he could be destructive to the team by getting rid of Ben Simmons because he does not like getting rid of Joel Embiid. And cherry-picking players that he wants here, like George Hill, who can't play, and Jeff Green, who's been a stiff, except for last night.
Well, I've said if they play together, obviously Ben would have to have the ball because
that's that's a debate. I'm
not gonna kick out like his mentor or his
Prochet. I don't know. If he gets frustrated enough, there's no telling what he would do. Good. I want this to be over. But seriously, though, there's no telling what old 35-year-old spot-up three-point shooter like Kyle Korver or someone like that he will want to bring in because he's just in a bad mood about how they're shooting or how they're playing defense.
Well, he's not the GM, eh?
He wants to act like that's the whole idea.
We already have two people like that, you know, JJ and Marco.
JJ might not be here next year.
He said, he'll be here at a majorly reduced rate. I don't think he's just going to keep hopping along for the price tag, do?
Why not? If he can do it, why wouldn't he do it?
He wants to win a championship.
Yes.
He doesn't want to just go home and be a career and be like, well, I made $1 million. Right? I mean, this paycheck had to be, like, is equal to – Chris, do you mind bringing a tissue in or two? This paycheck had to be equal or – No. It's the rest of his salary all the other 12 years.
I don't think – he's made close to $23 million if you really want to check.
Yeah. So he started off the Magic, then the Bucks, then Clippers, then here.
Yeah, this is his 14th.
Oh, that's amazing. Marco, I think all these guys are going to want to stay here.
It doesn't work that way. People want money as the currency of the realm. That's it.
Currency of the what?
Realm. Why wouldn't you think JJ wanted to get more paychecks? Like 1 year, $20 million.
Do you think he'll look for another? First of all, no one's gonna have the ability to pay him that. Why would you? When he's it's not like he's.
Oh, I know you hate him, but he's actually one of the best shooters of all time.
I don't hate him. What would I hate about that?
You hate about his game because he has to come off screens and.
I don't hate that at all. You're putting words in my mouth.
You like spot up, create your own shot, people
he
like.
He can't do that. He can't. Dribble and create his own shots. He's horrendous at doing all that. He boots it away. He makes a lot of bad passes and turns over. Covington also, for somehow, cannot dribble the basketball and or drive. His drives are like junior high drives. Like, cross your fingers and hope that it goes in because he can't hit a layup. It's amazing. He's not doing his spot up threes.
He can't even do that well.
First team All NBA defense. It's not official, but I read an article that they're predicting he will win that. He will be on first team. And apparently they're like, their points, his shutdown points are amazing. You know, they have like measuring.
Okay. What a program.
What about the Flyers now? They're saying the wrong things. They said they have to win or they just have to, they hope the Panthers lose both games. That's not true. They're 4 up right now.
Yeah,
so the Panthers get one point in either of them.
Yeah,
they're in.
What?
If the Panthers like win one, they're a point.
They only have to lose.
And then get a
the
point.
The Panthers only have to lose to the Bruins on Sunday, and then we'll be in, no matter what happens.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what time is that game today?
3 p.m.
Same time as Tommy's big tryout.
Yeah, you're going to be there. You don't even understand hockey, so don't act like you do.
I don't even start. I've been watching hockey as long as I've been watching all the other sports.
Hockey is...
I just like it more than
that. Hockey is...
They can't all be an equal life. I don't understand why you're so mad about that.
I don't get mad. I'm just a fact.
I don't have enough hours in my year to sit there and watch every minute.
One does.
If teams are
struggling, I don't. You're acting like I do.
If teams are struggling tremendously, you walk away from that one. You
don't
know other ways to do. You don't have to watch direct.
And well, no one's listening.
That's what happens with the Phillies, especially the Phillies. You're going to sit there best now, what's over. I mean, the first 3 games of the season were 4 hours long.
4 hours? Who's got 4 hours to sit
Well, down? That's a good thing they're starting a game at 6 o'clock today. We'll get finished by 10:15.
Yeah, that is good. So we got a lot of action this weekend. Starting off with that monster game last night, and then a Flyers monster game, and then the Bills at home for 2,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nova coming off the championship. I'm telling you, we're keeping this playoff streak alive, though.
We better. We have to get to three in a row.
We're in the three in a row, and we're going to win. We've won two championships in a row. The Sixers are going to be three.
And then there's baby, but yeah. Okay, Ty, I got to go eat Applewood smoked.
All right, my man. Sign it off?
No, we're done.
Until next week?
None next week. I think you're going to be doing things. I can't believe that.
First, it was 18 something.